Valley News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin has made up his mind to invade Ukraine. During remarks from the White House Friday, Biden said that he's convinced that he's made the decision and we have the reason to believe that. Earlier in the day, the Russian military announced that Saturday it will hold massive drills of its strategic nuclear forces, which Putin will personally oversee. However, Biden said he does not believe Putin is seriously contemplating the use of nuclear weapons. Biden called out the shelling of a kindergarten by Russian-backed fighters in a Donbas region, which Moscow claimed was carried out by Ukraine. He pointed out other disinformation he said Moscow was peddling to the public, including claims of a genocide in Donbas and a Ukrainian attack on Russia. Biden is still offering Putin a peaceful way out, saying diplomacy is always a possibility. He said, based on the significant intelligence capability of the U.S., he has reason to believe Putin will still consider the diplomatic option. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to meet in person with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on February 24th. During a White House briefing Friday, Anne Neuberger, the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emergency Technology, said for the first time, U.S. believes Moscow was responsible for recent cyber attacks on Ukrainian banks. Neuberger said the recent cyber attacks could be laying the groundwork for more disruptive cyber attacks accompanying a further invasion of Ukrainian territory. Neuberger also warned that the administration officials are bracing for any Russian cyber attacks on American targets following the imposition of sanctions.